Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
The Americans are saying that the Iran-US negotiations are, quote, a work in progress. That's according to Marco Rubio. And Donald Trump is saying that a deal is possible, that a deal is in the offing, but that he has told his team not to rush because he wants the deal to be a good one. Fawaz Gerges is with us. He's professor of international relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, as always, it is very difficult to read between the lines of what is coming out of Washington. What's your interpretation?
It's extremely difficult. And I think for our listeners, we have to be very careful and very cautious. There are some major hurdles between the two sides. And if you read or listen to President Trump's, you get more confused. There is no clarity. But I think the two sides have made some major progress in the past few days. I think if you, for your own listeners, if you tell me what is the big picture, I think both sides, Iran and the United States, will go back to the pre-war situation. That's exactly what will happen. And ending the war on all fronts, including Iran and Lebanon, and Iraq and the Gulf, opening the Strait of Hormuz for shipping again in return for unfreezing between $20 and $25 billion of American money in the world, and gradually lifting the sanctions on Iran that have been imposed in the past 40 years or so, and then have an initial framework between 30 and 60 days to discuss Iran's nuclear program. So this is really the basic outlines. And that's why you have a relentless campaign against President Trump in the United States by the Republican hawks who wants the mission accomplished, because they realize really the outlines, the broad outlines of an agreement is very much similar to President Barack Obama's 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. And many Republicans who want to get rid of the Iranian regime saying, look, what have you achieved? What since, you know, two wars, and you're going to get a worse deal than Barack Obama in 2015.
Well, that's the bit that it's difficult to even understand when you look at what Donald Trump himself is saying, because he's saying that he wants commitments from Iran, that they will express that they will not seek to develop a nuclear weapon. But that 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was rooted on exactly that commitment. He says he wants the Strait of Hormuz opened. Well, the Strait of Hormuz was opened. It seems like the entire strategy is let's pretend this never happened and go back to the way things were.
You know, I mean, I think you really summarize the situation. But, you know, President Trump is President Trump. He wants to declare victory. He has already declared victory. It doesn't matter what happens. I mean, President Trump, and I don't exaggerate, deals with an alternative reality. In fact, Iran is getting now $25 billion in return for opening the Strait of Hormuz that was open. And not only that, again, for our own listeners, Iran says from now on, the Strait of Hormuz will be under the authority of Iran and Oman. So even though the Strait of Hormuz will be reopened in the next 30 days, Iran will ultimately have the authority, and it will, and it could, and it will use the Strait of Hormuz as a what we call a leverage in the future. And that's why the Gulf states are terrified. In fact, the war itself, and here I might be exaggerating a bit, the war itself has really basically emboldened Iran, has empowered Iran, has turned Iran into a much more powerful and global power. And not only that, I mean, even just for our own listeners, again, to really drive the point, in 2015, when Iran and the United States and Barack Obama signed the nuclear deal, Iran shipped 97% of its enriched uranium to Russia. 97%. Now, in the next 30, 60 days, if and when a deal is signed, Iran will and the United States will discuss what to do with Iran's, enriched uranium, whether to dilute the uranium to less than 60% or ship some of it to a country, a third, an outside country. So all in all, it seems to me that at the end of the day, remember where Barack Obama was 3 months ago, unconditional surrender. He basically said, I'm waiting Indeed. For the Iranian leadership and, to
Donald
surrender.
Trump, obviously, in that instance. Fawaz, thank you very much for your time this morning. Fawaz Gerges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.